All right, welcome back to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour podcast show right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, co-host, Sister Harvey. If you're new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button and hit that notification bell. Also, hit that share button. If you want to financially support this truth, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $ Illuminati Radio FUND. All right, let's go ahead and get to Kobe Bryant. Go ahead, Sister Harvey.
I'm going to read the beginning, then I'm going to skip all of that and go straight to it. Mm-hmm. New details have come to light about Kobe Bryant's shocking death. The sport world has seen its fair share of dark days, but on January 26, 2020, it was almost as if the entire planet stopped spinning.
It did. Because 126, that is Jesuit order. One represents God. 26 represents sacrifice, and it also represents God. How many letters is in the Gregorian calendar alphabet? 26 letters. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. It's 26 letters. Who created the alphabet? Your Roman Gregorian calendar alphabet. 1, 2, 6 Jesuit order. You notice right after Kobe Bryant, and I told you guys, I said in the beginning of the year of 2020, you're going to have a whole lot of deaths in the world of celebrity. And it kicked it off with Kobe Bryant. After that, every other week, you've had a celebrity death. Because 20 represents death. You know what I'm saying? And Kobe Bryant was a big, Boulay member. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know what I'm saying, Michael Jordan on the 17th of last month inducted that Boulay member into the Hall of Fame. And at that same time, Kwame Brown, at the same time, the 17th of last month, at the same time Michael Jordan inducted Kobe Bryant into the Hall of Fame, at the same time Kwame Brown went viral on the 17th and is considered as a truther now. There's no such thing as an insider being a truther. Get that out your head, people. Anybody who is an insider who have already passed a soul to the fire of Moloch cannot become a truther. But they are putting it up like that because they want you guys to follow truthers that they can control. You see how that work? You know what I'm saying? Because once you take that oath, once you sign that contract, you good. You cannot turn back. It's no such thing as now you are truther. But go ahead. Oh, wait a minute. Not only that, before Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash, it was also displayed in a Kanye West video where Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash. Go ahead.
Bryant's life tragically cut short just as it was truly set to begin. As the world continued to mourn the loss of the late great NBA star, new details have emerged about the fatal accident. They are changing everything we thought we knew about Kobe's final moment and what really caused the helicopter crash that took his life. But as the National Transportation Safety Board concludes its hearing on February 9th, 2021, and prepared to announce the true cause of the deadly incident, officials couldn't help but call to mind the fateful hour before those 9 innocent lives were lost. None of them could expect what the day would bring. Busy Sunday. For Kobe, that Sunday was by no means a lazy one, as by 7 a.m., he'd already attended church services before making the trip from his Newport Post home to John Wayne Airport in Santa Ana. The morning sunrise was slowly fading beneath the gray of the coming storm, though the basketball legend had bigger things on his mind than the weather. Just a few hours off the Orange County basketball team that Kobe coached, and what's his daughter's name?
Gigi.
Mike, you go over that door for me one more time?
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Gigi was set to begin the second day of his first ever tournament. Team Mamba was eager to improve on their 1-1 record, though getting to their next slate of games wouldn't be as simple as driving around the block. The Mamba Academy gym, which Kobe co-owned it, was so 80 miles away in Thousands Oak, meaning it took most of the team a good 2+ hours to get there. Naturally, crawling through bumpers to bumpers traffic wasn't exactly Kobe's idea of a proper warm-up before the big game. That's why instead of making the grueling drive, Kobe offered to take Gigi and several of her teammates and their parents to the tournament aboard his private Mamba chopper. In his later years,
what's the chopper called?
Mamba, after him.
And he's that's what they call him, Mamba.
Mamba chopper. Mm-hmm.
You know what Mamba is?
No, what is that? How you get that name?
He got the name because they call him the Black Mamba or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Black Mamba.
Like a snake?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Oh, I got it. I nailed it. I said, that sounds like a snake.
That's exactly what it is. And he's named the Black Mamba for a reason, not what the basketball people think it is. See, you have people. And you know what I'm saying, that foul sports think he's the Black Mamba because he's good at bad play bouncing the ball. A snake ain't got nothing to do with bouncing the ball.
No.
Why would anybody, you know what I'm saying, why don't they call him fast as lightning or lightning speed, or you know what I'm saying, the fastest person on the court, but a snake? A snake. Exactly. And a chop after that. Because a snake represents transition. You are transitioning. When Beyonce came out from being in the group Destiny's Child and she became independent.
When she first came out, yeah. So low.
She had a snake. She took a photo with a snake around her neck. That was representing the transition. She went from Beyonce, Destiny's Child, to Sasha Fierce. You know, you got, you know what I'm saying, the Black Mamba is transition. You being transitioned. So, what this whole thing is him being transitioned to who? That's what the main thing here is. Who is Kobe Bryant's spirit transitioned into?
Right.
It's the same. It's the same way you have DMX, and then you have DMX's album, last album called Exodus, and his 8-year-old daughter was on that track. The number 8 is look like a damn snake. Is you know what I'm saying? The way it's not only that. The reason why that is Exodus of DMX spirit is now in an 8-year-old girl.
Seems that way.
So DMX, so this it goes right along with the agenda, because the agenda is all about transgenders and, you know what I'm saying, women, you know what I'm saying, men, women trapped in a man's body, you know what I'm saying, it's all about that, so, you know what I'm saying, it's pushing that agenda. You got DMX, now he's in his 8-year-old, because they pushing that his 8-year-old girl to be, she used to write rhymes, and how you 8 years old, you used to write rhymes. 8-year-old women, girls, or boys is not thinking about writing no damn rhyme. It's thinking about a video game.
They still learning.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, that's transition. So, the thing here is, being that his plane helicopter's named Black Mamba, and he's named Black Mamba, who the hell is he transferred to? Because I think did Gigi die in that helm?
His daughter.
She died also, right?
Yeah, everybody.
Okay. So I'm trying to figure out who did.
Yeah, it's got more details.
Okay, go ahead.
They say in his later years, the NBA legend had flown by helicopter to dozens of games. Why would this trip be any different? This is where they coming up with their new details. They got some things off. In fact, just the day before Kobe had made the very same journey to the tournament by air without issue. But when the group arrived at the airport around 9 a.m., they were surprised to find a number of irritated passengers lingering in the terminal. Okay? Unfavorable conditions. Evidently, you want to say something better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Evidently, the poor weather conditions had caused a number of other pilots to ground their flights for the day. Even the Los Angeles County Sheriff Department forced their helicopters to land. Kobe, fearing that Gigi and the others would miss their noon tip-off, quickly sought out his pilot, and his name is Aaron, and for answers, A-Rod was calm, cool, and collect as he chatted with Kobe, relaying that both he and the airport flight coordinator had given the go-ahead for the day's flight. And so without a moment to spare, Kobe, Gigi, and their guests, 3 of Gigi's teammates and their parents, took off aboard the Mamba Chopper at 9:06 a.m. It was the last time anyone would see them alive again. The flight began without a hitch, though the limited visibility.
Hello? Uh-oh. 1 minute. People. We lost Sister Harvey. Let's see if we can get her back. We lost connection here. See if we can pull her back in. See if we can pull Sister Harvey back in.
Pass the word.
I don't know. We lost connection there.
Oh, I was freaking. I didn't even know until you called.
Okay, go ahead again.
I gotta go back and reopen it. Because it opened different from the other, you know, stories.
Okay. All right. So they said it was, while you doing that, so they said it was weather delays. You know what I'm saying? You know, I won't be too surprised if, you know what I'm saying, Kobe Bryant's spirit is now transferred into LeBron James.
I wouldn't be surprised either. Like, now that you put it like that, that's something to think about.
Because LeBron James just recently changed his jersey number from 32 to number 6. And we know that the last time he had number 6 was with the Miami Heat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And 6 represents the number of man. So, you know what I'm saying? And the revelation says, "Count who he who with wisdom, let him count his name." 6 core, 606. You got Drake calling on the sixth god.
You right.
You know what I'm saying? And such things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? And being that Michael Jordan, last month on the 17th, he inducted Kobe Bryant into the Hall of Fame, which Kobe Bryant is a Blue Bulle member. Michael Jordan is a Blue Bulle member. And still, the best one out there is LeBron James. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back up.
Okay, go ahead.
The flight began without a hitch. So the limited visibility, A-Rod was to stay low below the clouds as he flew along 15 instead of banking high over the Hollywood Hills like he'd done the day prior. As they approached Glendale controller from the Hollywood Burbank Airport, put the chopper in a holding pattern for 11 minutes before allowing it to continue its path. In the clouds shortly after 9:40, A-Rod radioed to a nearby control tower for assistance, navigating the upcoming hilly terrain through the controller respond that he was flying too low to be detected by radar. 5 minutes later, he relayed that he was climbing to avoid the cloud cover. It was the last communication he made. Moments later, outside the nearby church, 57-year-old Scott heard a buzzing overhead, far too close for the craft to be heading anywhere but down. The sound grew louder, heading east, before a sudden, thickening thud stopped, replaced it. Then it was silent. I read most of the story.
They're
gonna tell you what they came up with. No survivors.
Shot the helicopter out of the sky?
No. I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
As emergency crew rushed to the scene, they were met with a sight that the coroner could only describe as brutal. With the wreckage, helicopter still burning wildly as rescue search for survivors. Yet, one look at the scattered debris and raging flames made clear the tragic fact they'd known from the start, all those aboard were gone. Word of the crash spread like wildfire, with TMZ being the first to break the news to the world, disbelieving fans rolling their news feed relentlessly. Loved ones reach out to the victims in frantic texts, only to never receive a reply. At the Mamba Academy, parents and players alike joined hands, dropped to their knees to pray. there had to be a mistake. You know, they was in disbelief. But once the dust settled, the devastating truth was confirmed. Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter and seven others had perished in the crash. Tributes poured out from all corners of the globe, but even in their grief, there was still one question on everybody's mind. What happened? And is get ready to tell us. According to the initial investigation conducted by the NTSB, the trouble began as A-Rod, that was the pilot caster, attempted to climb through the clouds, covered shortly before losing contact. The helicopter rose 1,000 feet. In just 36 seconds. So, as it reached the 2,300-foot threshold, it made a broad, partial U-turn to the left and then started to steep descent. Trigger to answer now. Falling at a rate of 4,000 feet per minute, the helicopter was only 20 to 30 feet shy of clearing the hill ahead. So, the limited visibility gave A-Rod, that is the pilot, little chance to correct course before the fatal crash. Yet what had caused the chopper to descend so suddenly and uncontrollably, they blamed it on the pilot. That's what I was about to tell you. While some kind of mechanical malfunction seemed to be likely the culprit, the Mama Chopper had strong safety records and had carried Kobe dozens of times before, including after his final Lakers game in 2016. With this theory ruled out, investigators turned to their next suspect, the pilot. You hear me, Pastor?
Mm-hmm.
Here they come with their okay. The true cause. In retrospect, it's clear that A-Rod shouldn't have flown that day. Though given his years of experience, he still should have been able to navigate the inclement weather. That's why, instead of blaming the crash outright on human error at their highly anticipated February 9th hearing, the NTSB ruled conclusively that the incident was caused by a phenomenon known as, this is a word, I'm going to try to say it, somatographic. It's somatographic. We know that's gravy. So somatographic. Wait a minute. Illusion. That's what they got written. Right,
mm-hmm.
And they really put it out there. When you're in the clouds, sometimes psychologically, your brain, based on your inner ear, you kind of get confused, explained Anthony Brickhouse. He's a former NSPD investigator, because this phenomena official believe that the pilot perceived that his aircraft was climbing when it really wasn't, leading him, and then now, it really wasn't, but he told him that, leading him to whatever that thing is, illusion, has historically been a frequent and widely ignored cause of helicopter crash. NSTB official are hopeful that Kobe's tragic death will serve as a cautionary tale for pilots in the future. At the very least, the board's ruling provides some much-needed closure to friends and loved ones of the victims, including the woman who lost both her husband and her daughter in an instant. So they blamed it on something.
You know, the thing here is, they knew that they was going to end up blaming the pilot when they shot this boy's plane out the sky.
You know
what I'm saying? They knew that they was going to blame it on the pilot all along. From, you know what I'm saying?
How do you come up with these new words or some type of new disease? What is that?
Yeah, that's you know what I'm saying, to make themselves look extra important.
Yeah, it was shot down.
Somebody shot this damn boy's plane out the sky. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? A cloud, because in the Bible, what do a cloud represent, people? A cloud represents a chariot.
Yeah, you've been telling us that.
When you hear about the Bible says cloud by day, fire by night, a cloud in the biblical form, a cloud represents a chariot. A chariot is nothing but a vehicle that the angels of the Lord ride in. So when they said they was in the cloud, I'm thinking, okay, another plane came through and damn hit that damn plane down out the sky. That's what happened. You know what I'm saying? But they want to make it seem like, oh, it's the pilot. Yeah, it's very easy to blame somebody that's already dead.
Very easy. But they said all the planes supposed to have been grounded. I mean, you know, helicopters supposed to have been grounded that day because of the weather.
Exactly.
The pilot would be grounded and the pilot had to clear to go ahead.
Exactly. Because the if the FAA grounded the planes, if your plane and you are independent pilot and you go up in that sky, then you going to have some damn trouble. You know what I'm saying? Either they going to shoot your ass out the sky or they are going to bring some fighter jets in to force you out the sky. If the planes are grounded, nobody can go in the air, so say the FAA, because it's the FAA is the one that is the one to ground the planes.
Mm-hmm.
Air traffic and control. You cannot go in the sky unless you get clearance from air traffic and control. And if the air traffic and control got the order to ground every plane, they're not letting you go in the sky neither, no matter how much money you got.
So how did he have clearance that day?
I don't think he even had clearance. I don't even think the plane was supposed to be grounded. I don't think the plane was supposed to be grounded. I just think that he was in the sky with his Mambo aircraft. And the elites come through with their aircraft and blast that Negro out the sky. The same way they took down the Twin Towers and they want to blame it on some damn boogeyman terrorists. That's all that is. But that's going to wrap it up. We want to thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of the Illuminati Radio Podcast Show, right here on the Illuminati Radio Podcast. I am your host, I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. My co-host is Sister Harvey. And if you are new to this podcast, please hit that follow button. Hit that notification bell so you'll be notified. And go ahead and hit that share button. As well as, you know what I'm saying, if you want to financial support this podcast, the Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $ Illuminati Radio FUND. Till next time, stay tuned. Oh yeah, don't forget, people, if you want to join my exclusive Facebook Messenger group, you can do so by sending me a friend request to my Facebook page, which is PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook. That's PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook. Sorry about that, Sister Harvey. We got disconnected again.
I mean, something going on today.
Oh, that was on your end or my end?
Neither. It just did what it did.
Oh. Okay. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Till next time. Till tomorrow. Ahaya bless you all.